Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody show up at my shit,
almost certain Donald Trump ain't coming to get me. So, a couple of things today. I like to talk about current events, too. A couple of things today. Okay, Instagram account. Hadn't had it for a couple of years. So I'm like, you know, I really need to get more on the marketing aspect. I've been in business. It's my 11th year. And so I'm like, okay, Stacey, just like it took you 10 years to upgrade your website, you need to upgrade your marketing. So I'm like, okay, let me get on my Instagram. Let me put niggas on my gram, right? That's what my son said. They saw me on the gram. No, on the chat, on the snap, all that shit. I ain't got none of that. Okay, so we fixing it today. So I'm like, oh, password, too much bong resin, forgot. Going back and forth, old Yahoo Small Business I use, that's how old I am and how old my business is. Y'all have been hacked like a zillion times. Why everybody but me had a Gmail account? Well, I got a Gmail account. So go back to the Yahoo Small Business shit. Get a upgrade your password. Everything except for my username is in Russian. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, so Russians hacked my Instagram shit a long time ago. So Facebook, who owns Instagram, thinks I'm Russian. And so I tweet, hey, Instagram, Facebook, and the FBI, why do these motherfuckers think I'm Russian? So I don't know if it's going to mean anything, but just know this. I've been around a long time, and the Internet's been around a long time, and I've been using the Internet a long time, even if you haven't. But even when the Internet was new, nobody was playing to be me and you as other people. Okay, so that's why your vote this time is very important. And that's why I bring up what Claude was talking about. So let's talk about him for a minute. Okay, so I talked about the Russians. Okay, so Facebook needs to be closed down. And do you know MySpace still exists? We need to go back to that. They just had fucked up software people. That's all. Just go to Bill Gates. Hey, Gaty baby, we know you want to make a dollar off of everything computer-wise, nigga. Tell me how to be as good as Facebook, because they need to be wiped out. They need to not exist, okay, because they should know I'm not a Russian. All right, here we go. Russians, da-da-da, you vote. Okay, what else? Oh, war today, I'm sure you saw that. Okay, so Claude Anderson. So his whole idea, and I want you to listen very close because I got to go quick because I'm only doing 30 minutes until more than three people listen, then I'll pay for it. We do an hour shit. We'll be here all day. Powernomics, okay? It was created by Claude Anderson, and it is described as in his book as, quote, the national plan to empower Black America, period. Okay, so he has certain concepts and certain, just like, you know, Black Panthers, 10-point program, whatever, trying to get bring a nigga home, trying to, you know what, trying to give us what we deserve. Okay, if you don't think you deserve nothing, you ain't getting nothing. But just like Claude, he yelling at everybody, look, I tried to tell you, by 2030, you are going to be a permanent undergo. That was 1990. Nobody listened. I'm going to yell for him. Ain't nobody going to listen. But you know who's listening? I got a daughter that I don't like right now. Okay, I don't like her. Oh, she ain't my boo. But she's a business owner. You know why? Because of her goddamn mama. Because her mama knows some shit. Okay? And she saw her mama do some shit. So she thinks she's her mama. Well, let's not even talk about that. So, yeah. Permanent underclass. And then I go to the fast food places because I eat so well. I'm like, damn, you know, remember them Jack in the Box crunchy tacos? I wonder if they still good. Yes, because this one over here, I love them, but 99, 110% all Hispanics. I love them. But please just hire one nigga to make me feel like there's niggas in the world other than me when I go outside. That's all I'm saying. So permanent underclass. Underclass the niggas that work at McDonald's and Taco Bell and Jack in the Box. And I don't see a Black person there. So, you know, there's only really a couple ways you can make a living. Either the legal way or the illegal way. And if goddamn Popeyes from last night and goddamn Taco Bell, no, Jack, who I love, Jack in the Box is the best fucking place. Jack in the Box stays fresh. Well, mine does. I hope yours does, too. Jack is the shit. Okay? White man with a big-ass head, but he's cool as hell. Okay? And, yeah, but all Mexicans. So that means your grandkids, my grandkids. We see, my grandkids will be working for me. He can start tomorrow because he's so goddamn smart. I'm like, hey, I got $2 an hour for you to do this for Grandma. Okay? But, you know, the majority of people are not my grandson. And I got to keep on my shit so I can stay tight. So I ain't got to get a job. So his concept was this. Teach blacks how to pool resources and aspects of power so that they can produce, distribute, and consume in a way that creates goods and wealth, okay? And so we see it all around us. But again, you know, when you don't have any leadership, you just like floating. And we are the race of people that don't really have real leadership. Because trust me, well, we see how, well, trust me. Don't trust me. But, you know, it's difficult. You see it all around you. And I posted the income gap between all the races, okay? And we're going to talk about race and conservatism and all that stuff and what that means and how it got started and all that stuff. But, you know, through America's history, we have been consistently at the bottom. Consistently at all the races, okay? Consistently since we've been here. We've been here 460 years, and as a group of people, Hispanics only started coming in the 70s, and Asians only started coming as a group of people, like immigration-wise, in the 70s. But see, what they came with that we did not come with, see, especially Asians, right? Shit, all of us want some Chinese food, goddammit. Give me some goddamn shrimp fried rice and give it to me now. Right? So they come with their culture, right? And they bring it to a neighborhood that they build up, and that neighborhood is all they people. Okay, so understand something as simple as that. If you can understand something as simple as that, then you can understand why black people ain't got shit. Because they can go to their own market. Somebody selling their own clothes. They own whatever. So I got a truck, okay? I got a truck that's sitting because I sold my I didn't sell my caddy. I gave my caddy away. But I got a truck. And because I have a nonprofit, guess what? Me and somebody going to retrofit that shit like back when I was young. There's a fruit truck shit that drove through your neighborhood and honked. And not ice cream, the shit that kill you, but nice, fresh fruits and vegetables. See, and I'll get them free because I'm a nonprofit. And then I'm going to sell them to people that don't normally get them. I'm going to drive the truck, okay, with my pistol, because you know niggas. No, let's stop. No, because we blessed. Because this ain't about that. Let me stop. I'm stereotyped. We talking about that. Look at me. And I went to school, and I'm a stereotype. I stereotype people because, yeah, that's what America taught us to do. Oh, I love this shit. It's such a release to be able to talk to people when they listen the way I talk to myself, the way my parents have talked to me, so I don't end up being an average nigga in this world. So now I'm relaying what my parents told me, I'm going to tell you. And my parents was a shit any day of the week. You'll know. You'll see. Anyway, so his plan, he has 12 steps. All right, let's talk about him. Shit, if we can do one, we've done some shit. What time is it? All right, we good. We're going to take a break in a minute. 12 steps, and we're going to run through this quick. Like Grandma, take off our glasses and get under the light. First step, economic action. Step one, create an alternative economy within black communities. What black community? Okay, you got black hoods, right? So we got a lot of shit that's fucked up from jump. And so it takes somebody willing to you know, jump over the curb, jump over the line. Say, I'm going to bring my truck full of vegetables to your ass because you ain't got no community with a store you can go to. Okay, it's just my goddamn simple. Takes a nigga to jump over the line. So that was number one. We ain't positioned to go yet. Number two, dominate business ownership and management where black people are the majority. Where are black, let's see. Okay, so what he means, like back in his day, we eat a lot of seafood, which we still do. And so his philosophy was, well, niggas should own seafood companies. And he tried to. And, of course, somebody beat him out, just like the weed game. Look at the weed game, look at the weed game, look at the weed game. It takes a nigga to jump over the line. Are you the nigga that will jump over the line? I have been jumping over the line, then I had to jump back, then I jump over again. I'm the nigga that been jumping over the line. So jumping over the line is what I do. Because that's my genes. That's what I do. That's what I got. Okay, so that's number two. And we got 9 out of 10 other ones. So, but right now we're going to take a break. Okay, so, and then I got to put in social psychology because we're going to talk about prejudice. What is the nature and the power of prejudice? Okay, I'm reading this, okay, because these are topics. What are the social sources of prejudice? So you need to know this. You know, it's a system, so you got to not give a shit and know it don't mean nothing. And for them, it's all falling apart because they are the minority, okay, so that's number two. What are the motivational sources of prejudice? There you go. Motivational sources of prejudice. Tiki torches, all that shit. There's a motivation behind that old shit. There's a motivation, and you have to understand that motivation and say, fuck that. But then you go to closets, you think, okay, fuck that motivation, but it's strong and it's powerful and it affects me and my kids every day. We getting shot on the street. Well, then, nigga, you bring in the quad shit. How many of y'all niggas is willing to support some shit that ain't full of shit? Oh, Kardashian, my Instagram, I look, when was I friends with all of these people half naked? That got to be a Russian. Oh, no, I'm not, that wasn't me. You see what I'm saying? Support some shit that'll help you. My bro ain't called tonight. That's fine. Because, you know, we got feelings. Oh, we feel real good about something. Then we move. And then tomorrow we like, what? That ain't me. Never been me. So we'll be back. We're going to play some checky. Get you in the mood to groove. This is your Negro. Your ninja. Your nigga. Stacey F. Johnson. The owner, founder, and the everything of SF Johnson Consulting and Construction Services, a girl in construction and a black girl. They can't help but fuck with me. And then a smart black girl, too. I get on there on the phone, and they like, bloop, 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 bloop. They're like, oh, okay, so how do I get started? Exactly. Fuck with your niggas. And the director and SF Johnson Family Services, where we get ready to get some the new generation of contractors. Okay? Gonna be some little black kids. We'll be right back.
Müdigkeit ist eine Voraussetzung für gechilltes Spielen.
Ja.
Durch die Straßen. Die Straßen hast nur uns die Stadt. Er zieht eure Nasen. Er zieht letztlich ab. Stumpfung, wie wurdest du? Happy Bulle, wo drückst du? Stumpfung, wie wurdest du? Happy Bulle, wo drückst du?
Scheiß zu!
Write it down because I get to run in my goddamn mouth and then I forget to say stuff. Okay, race and conservatism. Okay, let's make it in a nutshell. And I'm going to do a little blog or some shit or type up some shit and put it on the website. So SF, damn, that's a damn shame. I don't know my own shit. Just look it up. SF Johnson Family, SFJ, me, SFJ, Family Services. Look it up, sign up, because what I'm looking for is communication staff. That's the first thing, because I can't do this shit by myself. I contacted Kamala, Feinstein, Matsui, all the folks in Cali. I gave them a picture of my Russian email to say, you know, what can I do? Or how can you help a black woman not be Russian? Right? Okay, so race and conservatism. Back in the, when they were splitting up the land. So, you know, do your own research. And Claude spit this to me. So back when they were splitting up shit, back in, what, 1670s, 1800s, they came up with the term race. It was a race. A race on control. Who was going to control the fucking world? Okay, so long story short, guess who won? Okay, the white man. Okay, so everybody's a race. Everybody's a different race. Of course, niggas lost, right? It's a race. We lost. We end up being slaves, nigga. We lost. Okay, so conservatism is a term used. What does it mean? To conserve. So who are mostly conservatives? I mean, you got black conservatives, but the original traditional meaning where it came from, how we naming shit and who's race and the control. control? Well, conservatism is to conserve the status quo. Okay? So to conserve the status quo is to conserve whiteness, bro. So any black conservative I've ever met has always been more in line with conserving white value and not black value, you see? So I'm cool with conservatives, bro. I've been a conservative since December 16, 1964, bro. I've been trying to conserve niggas. So has my parents. That's why they put not one, not two, not three, not 10, but 11 motherfucking niggas in private school to conserve black people in America. Okay, so conservative, that's a white people term. That's not necessary. Now, you need to go see SFJ Family Services if you interested in conserving a nigga, because that's all Stacey's about. Conserving you, me, your kids, your grandkids, and that's why over time, because I had to stop catering to a bunch of motherfuckers that was just users. See, 2020 is a whole new different game, ball game for me, because I've been so blessed to run a business for 10 straight years, come high, come low, been married, divorced, still running the business, God still feed me, and other people. So I had to think, damn, you better, 2020, you better put this shit where God intended, which is to take all of the wonderful talents that he's given me as an individual and as a child of my parents, and to say, you know what, you talk all that shit, all I see black people doing is complaining about what white people ain't doing for them. But see, I'm a nigga in a position to do something for them and black people. So that's what it's all about, and that's why we here. So next time, tomorrow, we will talk about social psychology and prejudice and what is the nature and power of the shit? What are the social sources of the shit? What are the motivational sources of the shit? What are the cognitive sources of the shit? What are the consequences? Nigga, look at yourself. That's the consequences of the shit. But I'm going to put it to you like, you know, you paid $500 to have some white woman tell you. Okay? And that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow for real. And all of the other social psychology issues. Because you know what? Social psychology is the shit. Abnormal psychology is the shit. Child psychology is the shit. Abnormal psychology, did I already say that one? I like that one because that one's real special. And human sexuality, that's also psychology. And that is so much the shit. So thank you very much. I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow. I don't know what happened to my bra. Sorry, I'm a conservative. I want to conserve my black people, and I'm going to do it with the shit and the blessings that God's given me. And if you want to join me, please do. SFJFamilyServices.org, I think I got, and com. And I need a communication staff to reach out to these people every day and say, you know what? We need to see what you going to do for me. I need you to be a favorite, old nigga. Where we've heard that before. Have a good tonight, and I will see you tomorrow, boo. Much love. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. And thank you for being so wise to find Mommy.